Inside his office on the second floor of the state capitol, Utah Attorney General Mark Schertlip says he's ready to move on. The 55-year-old Republican has held the job of the state's chief legal advisor for 12 years, and he's proud of his efforts to protect Utahns while also navigating the political pitfalls of the job.
I know a number of times I've ticked off my own party because I felt like I needed to stand up and take certain positions. I tried to always make my decisions based on the law and the Constitution.
Schertlip fulfilled the role of criminal prosecutor and put his efforts into cracking down on crimes against children. He was also the civil litigator for Utah and gave the go-ahead for the state to join more than two dozen other states in a lawsuit against the federal government over the Affordable Care Act. But he's had the courage to reach across the aisle, even when political pressures not to are high. This past year, Schertlip was one of very few Republican supporters of President Obama's executive order to grant immunity to children of undocumented immigrants. He says he's never been afraid to stand up to lawmakers in his own party when he believes they could be reaching beyond their office.
There have been times when I've said, to a Republican governor, you can't do that. You can't do what you want to do. It's unconstitutional. You can reject my advice at your peril, but my job is to give you my best legal advice on issues.
Schertlip has been grooming the man he hopes will succeed him, Chief Deputy Attorney General John Swallow.
The fact that he's been here now for 3 years, he understands the office, he understands the role. He clearly had the legal experience and background to come in. He's been criticized as not being a prosecutor, but as half the office is prosecutorial, criminal-based, and the other half is civil, and he's been my civil chief deputy.
John Swallow brings a deep political resume to the ballot. He served in the Utah House of Representatives for 6 years and twice ran unsuccessfully for Congress against Jim Matheson. He's received endorsements from 12 state senators and nearly three dozen members of the Utah House. Swallow's critics say his strong party affiliation could compromise the office, but he disagrees.
I see my role as a former legislator and my experience and my relationships with legislators as nothing more than a positive, because I have a very strong sense of the separation of powers in the executive branch, and I've been able to work in the branch for the last 3 years.
Weber County Attorney D. Smith is the Democrat running against Swallow. He says the post he's held in Ogden since 2009 gives him the skill set he needs to be attorney general.
To me, an attorney is someone that has experience in the courtroom, trying cases, because that's what the attorneys out of the attorney general's office do. That's what I've done. The experience that we ought to look for is experience not as a fundraiser or as a lobbyist or as a politician, but somebody that's actually been making their case and winning their cases.
D is a prosecutor first and a politician second.
Sim Gill is the district attorney of Salt Lake County and a supporter of Smith.
And I think he is probably the most apolitical person going into this November election. And I think that really serves as an asset to him because he doesn't have a personal agenda to drive, but a professional service to perform.
The next attorney general could be poised to take on the federal government over control of Utah's public lands. In the last legislative session, lawmakers passed House Bill 148, authorizing the state to begin exploring ways to regain control over millions of acres of federally controlled land, including a potential lawsuit. Supporters want to generate revenue from natural resources and land sales to fund education. Swallow says he would explore suing the federal government if he believes there is a potential to win.
But we feel strongly from what we've seen that we do have some theories that we're really developing and exploring that would give us an ability to say to the federal government, look, you made promises when it became a state, you've broken those promises, and the impact on our state is inexcusable. We've got to do something.
Smith says challenging the federal government over public lands is nothing but political posturing and a waste of taxpayer money.
I don't believe that it's going to be successful. So the question is, why do we want to set aside millions of dollars for what I call a message lawsuit because we want to take on the federal government over this issue? That money could be, spent elsewhere.
Campaign financing is another issue that sets these two candidates apart. Smith has raised less than $50,000 to fuel his campaign, but Swallow has raised more than $1 million. Swallow's critics say his enormous financial war chest showcases his close ties with big business in the state. But Swallow fervently defends his fundraising, pointing out that he spent most of his money on television and radio ads in his primary fight against opponent Sean Reyes.
Probably spent about $850,000 just to win the nomination. And so now I have a little bit more money in the bank to spend, and my opponent hasn't had to do that. So if he's only raised $50,000 and I've raised, over $1 million, I've had to spend that kind of money to get my message out against a very talented opponent in the convention and the primary.
Smith says he's purposely turned down endorsements and contributions and has relied largely on small gatherings on social media to get his message out. He doesn't believe the attorney general's race should consume so much campaign cash.
As I evaluate it and try to be objective, take myself out of it, that much money coming into the attorney general's race concerns me. The attorney general needs to be somebody that's neutral, that doesn't have loyalties one direction or another. And when there's that kind of money being thrown around, I think it can at least call that into question.
As the campaigns push their messages for a few more days, both Smith and Swallow maintain their very different skills set each of them apart as the right choice for attorney general. Now, it's up to voters to decide. Terry Gilday, KUER News.